Ko te wā tēnei mō Peps Picks.
Hello and welcome back to the show. And it's time for my favourite moment of the week with the legendary Mr. Martin Pepperell on the line. Good morning, Martin.
Morena, ladies and gentlemen and ladies and gentlemen, let me be very clear. He's only talking about on air. He has plenty of other great moments off air when he's not talking to people like me.
Trust me, I really don't, but thank you. Thank you for saying that. How are you, sir? Are you well?
Oh, look, battling the daylight savings, the time change. But hey, let's not talk about that because, you know, this is Denial FM.
That's right. Yeah. Just for our audience out there, me and Martin have decided to rebrand. This is Denial FM now, where everything is talked about but the truth. I like that. I made that up on the spot.
Hey, that was pretty good.
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
That was
pretty
slick.
Good. That was a tagline, man.
Man, that was slick. Hey, getting to the music, because that's what this is about. I just want to say, really wanted to have a wee boogie to your song choice today. It's a good one.
Oh, look, this is a good song from a good project.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Good label at a good time, a good year. Well, actually, I don't know if it's a good year or a good time. You know, we're going from focus track today is called Howdy. It's by Surly and Moon Doctor. Comes from an album called 10 Days in San Antonio, which comes out on Bandcamp tomorrow. Now, Surly is producer, DJ and composer who lives in Auckland.
Yes, he's
spent time.
He's been on the playlist a number of times.
Yeah. No, Sally's a regular. He's a stalwart. He made an incredible EP in 2017 called Trip to Warsaw, which was footwork built out of Polish jazz samples. He's done a bunch of remixes and things over the years. He's a real legend of the New Zealand underground. So in 2017, after he put out that legendary EP, a whole bunch of things went right, and he ended up on a bit of a world tour, you know, performing across America and Europe during the American leg of the trip. After DJing in Austin, he ended up spending 10 days in San Antonio with Moon Doctor, producer, DJ, audio engineering guy who grew up in Chicago, raised in the Chicago house scene by his father, who's a house and techno DJ, became a hip-hop producer in his teens, you know, got involved in Duke and Filter work, ended up relocating to San Antonio in Texas, where he established a record label studio called Fresh Burn Recordings. So, these two get lumped together by some mutual associates for 10 days, 10 days of studio sessions, trips to Whole Foods, trips to go and get the donuts. Just a couple of fucking, a stoner buddy comedy, you know, idiot savant, you know, genius fucking lunatics hanging out down there, making music together.
Cool.
Yeah, and, people started turning up, you know, DJ Earl from Tech Life, saw that they were working on music together and flew in, Aggie, a friend of theirs who's a rapper from Chicago, Moon Doctor's brother, who sadly passed away last year, Jay, he turned up, he was there, everyone was making music, vibing, you know, cooking food.
It sounds like a great time.
Oh, look, magical, you know, magical 10 days, you know, but they got to the end of the 10 days and they actually hadn't really finished anything, you know, just heaps of vibes, but nothing had really been done. You know, they're driving to the airport, they're on a drive. They wouldn't go to the airport yet, but they're on a drive and, this record came on and they heard this soul sample and they were just like, oh, that's it. And they went back and they made an amazing track called The Friends. And then Sterling Cargo to go and DJ a footworks battle. And he dropped the track that made it the battle, and the dancers went crazy. And he was meant to go somewhere else in America, but he called Moon Doctor, and he was like, oh, I think I need to come back for another 10 days. They came back for another 10 days, and, you know, this summer round they locked in, and their whole mission statement is they were thinking about the crossover between what would happen if you crossed UK Garage with Footwork.
Yeah, right.
And Juke, you know, crossing over these two styles. Because, you know, both of them, you know, Garage, UK Garage and Footwork, both genres, like, owe, like, a big debt to Chicago House, you know.
And, okay.
New York House and all of this, you know, stylistically, you know, because Garage comes out of house in the UK, Footwork and Juke comes out of house in America, but, you know, no one really tied the dots together like this. So they got making these tracks that tied the dots, but then they've got little elements that you listen to these tracks and these other little elements that tell you a bit about their personal histories, you know, like hip-hop samples, little G-funk elements, rave elements, you know, just a couple of guys you know, who spent about 20 years each involved in electronic music and dance music and fucking DJing and producing and, from opposite sides of the world, you know, coming together to try and fucking tie this thing together. And they made a whole lot of great progress, and then fucking Sealy went on the road, and fucking years passed and files got lost, and the whole thing, like, seemed impossible. And then about a year ago, like, they started to fucking somehow fucking magically recover, like, some of the demos and started rebuilding and reconstructing tracks and, you know, painstaking surgery, you know, refinding samples, recreating noises, like, slowly rebuilt the whole thing. And then, you know, next thing you know, they had an album with the tracks ready to release tomorrow, Bandcamp Friday.
Yeah, God, I have to admit, when I was reading the wee blurb you gave me, it sounded like a bloody uphill battle for most of it, which makes it all the more better, I guess. This is going to sound horrible, but thank God the music's good, you know?
Oh, look. Look, that's exactly how I felt also, you know? First time I heard it, when they showed me it, I just thought, Jesus fucking Christ, you know, thank God that you guys actually landed somewhere after this fucking 5-6 year ordeal. But landed they have.
Yeah.
Landed they have. And God, I think some very exciting things are going to happen with songs off this project around the world over the coming weeks once it hits the internet and people get access to it. I think, you know, this definitely isn't the first we've heard of these guys. It won't be the last either. And it's exciting to see what will happen next. Feels like a nice little reboot for Sealy after a couple of quiet years.
Yeah. Absolutely, like, listening to the song, I was kind of thinking, I was like, you know, I've been in situations where the song, without question, would have been played had it, you know, already existed. Back. Like,
this song
great.
Would have been getting fucking played on the regular down at fucking Flux and fucking Hyde, you know?
Oh, yeah, it would be.
I can see it.
Well, I'm so excited to listen to the rest of the album tomorrow. I take it you've been lucky and heard the whole thing already?
Yeah.
Oh, pretty good. Alright, VIP
pretty
status.
Pretty good. There's some pretty good stuff on there. Pretty special.
Yeah, I'm so excited. And I was actually about to ask you, what are you up to for your long weekend? But as you told me, self-employed people don't have long weekends, so...
Well, you know, sometimes we take a bit of a long weekend to, you know, fit in with friends and family, but there's definitely some outstanding work that's going to have to be addressed. But look, okay. I'm sure there'll be some good times as well.
Good. And, I hope so, Martin. I hope you have a great, great time.
And look, Liam, when you head to the supermarket to buy yourself that chocolate bunny, don't feel guilty, you know, just get yourself the chocolate bunny.
Yeah, thank you. I will do that. Hey, have a great day.
Yeah, you too, my friend. Look after yourselves.
I'll try. And that is the one, the only, Mr. Martin Pepperell. So right now I'm going to play his pick, Pep's pick this morning. It's called Howdy. It's by Surly and Moon Doctor. Such a good song. Enjoy this.
Thank you.